This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Well, let's get to the most pressing question that I guess we're required to ask everybody today as we bring Chip Scoggins into the conversation an hour early. And I appreciate your flexibility. Yes or no, are you running to be the next governor of the state of Minnesota?
That would be an unequivocal no. I am not.
Wow. Cross no. Chip off the list. He is out. Are the Vikings right now the team that no one wants to play in the playoffs? Five in a row.
The truth cannot be controversial, as a great coach once said.
Yes, yes. So let's get to this, because my feeling is, Chip, if it's a young team and it's a new coach and you're building with that young group and you win five in a row, maybe, I repeat, maybe there's some hangover. But when it's an established coach and one of the oldest teams in the league and you are already out of the playoffs, I get it. They should try to win, right? I mean, I don't fault KO for feeling good about it. I don't fault the players for trying hard and winning. But as far as if they start playing well early next year and they can cite back to this, I'm just not buying it.
Well, I don't buy into carryover in the NFL, because teams change so dramatically in the offseason. I mean, the Vikings team is not going to look anything like just finished. I mean, there's going to be changes. I mean, it's just part of the NFL life. So I don't typically buy this is a building block to something else. Now, I do buy that there is a expectation that no matter the circumstances, you still be professional. And I do buy that, and I think we saw that.
Right.
On down the line from veterans, the best players, there is that expectation that, you know, you don't tank, you don't check out mentally, you still, even if you're out of the playoffs, you still be a professional. Now, I do think that carries over, and I think they've established that. But in terms of, like, this is building towards something else, no, I don't buy that.
Okay, let's say I'm your professor, and here is your assignment. You were supposed to tell me from, let's go back to July 1st, before camp began, to now as we sit here, January 5th, and I want you to offer up a 90-second answer about what you now know about J.J. McCarthy, which you didn't know a little more than 6 months ago.
Can I have a pause for 90 seconds?
I agree. That is the problem.
I would say, I guess I, well, I'll say this. I didn't know what his floor was. Nobody knows what his ceiling is, But I thought his floor would be higher than it was.
Yeah.
And I think, while it's pretty obvious, the brain trust misidentified it too.
Yeah.
I think they thought he'd be farther along, didn't know it'd be this rough, need this much emphasis on mechanics, the accuracy, really just kind of the emotional maturity. And I go back to yesterday, you've proven to be injury prone.
Yep.
And that you take on a linebacker and try to have this massive hit, knock him over, and then stand over and taunt him.
Yes.
Like, that can't happen, Chad, going forward.
Right.
I mean, that absolutely, he needs to learn and grow from those kinds of things. So I would say, if you asked me to give a grade, I would say incomplete, because I don't think we know enough about him yet.
No, you gave a great answer. I will give great credit to someone we both know well, Kevin Seifert, your former colleague,
mm-hmm.
who you know has been covering the Vikings in various capacities for a long time. His comprehensive look at how the Vikings were preparing for McCarthy, counting on Daniel Jones, misjudging the situation. If you care about the Vikings, it's a must-read. And it's the best recap I've read. And let's just get to the Jones part here for a second. And obviously Jones would get a great chance in Indianapolis. And before he injured, his leg first and then the Achilles, he was a great story. But the way Kevin lays it out, this organization was convinced when they brought Jones in, embraced, showed him the KOC method, he was going to be their other option. And when he wasn't it, they just weren't prepared. They did not have another viable option. And that is on both those guys. That is on Kwesi and on KOC.
For sure. I mean, I think they just assumed or felt very strongly with, what was Jones here, 6 weeks? Whatever the time frame was, that they'd established enough inroads that he would want to be part of this, part of this group where you have KO's the coach and the talent on offense and it's set up and he watched what happened with Sam Darnold. But for Daniel Jones, he looked at it and said, well, I got a better chance to start in Indianapolis than here.
Right? Exactly. And he was right.
I think the money was comparable.
Yeah.
But I think he just said, I have a better chance. And he guessed right. And so at that point, they were scrambling, and the Sam Howell thing never made sense.
No.
We sat there throughout camp, writers, we'd sit there on the sideline, like, what are they waiting on? Because he's not going to be on this team. It was just pretty obvious he was not going to be part of the plan. So they went all in on one plan that and didn't leave themselves enough flexibility or a good enough plan B to where you had to throw some Max Brosmer after Carson Wentz got hurt.
Are we still, is that crowd still out there? I just want to know that.
I don't think so.
KOC is afraid of playing Max Brosmer because he'll look so good that they won't know what to do with JJ. If we went back to the dumbest, silly theories of the sports year, that's a strong contender. So let's get back to McCarthy, right? Because he's not durable. That's what we know right now. He just isn't durable. Now, maybe it's one of many players who went on to have success, and, you know, you almost forget their durability issues. He still isn't accurate enough. He still hasn't figured out the finesse versus the fastball, and now they have to convince some guy who has a chance to be, a good quarterback? They have to convince some guy who has a chance to be good enough to challenge McCarthy, maybe beat him. The person has to buy that. They have to have the money because they have no choice. There's no way they can go with J.J. McCarthy and some 38-year-old, like Joe Flacco.
Carson Wentz.
No chance. They got to find that guy. And the names out there so far, Chip, man, it's a yawn fest to me so far. But I probably would have said that about Sam Darnold 2 years ago.
Well, that's it. I mean, they have to identify someone that's a starting-level quarterback that you know, because you have to go in there saying, hey, you're going to play eight games if you don't win the starting spot in training camp. Like, there's just, this is what, with his injury history, that's what you, the assumption you have to make. So you have to, you're right. You have to convince that player, and there's two ways you have to do it. Money, and convince him that there's a realistic opportunity that he is going to be the starter. And if he has options, he's going to choose you over someone else. So it's going to be a tricky line to walk there and finding the right guy. But I agree. I just don't think you can come back. To me, McCarthy hasn't done enough to warrant saying unequivocally right now he's a starter in 2026.
Nope.
And even if you felt that way, you have to give yourself a better opportunity if and when he gets hurt to win, because you can't just try to piece it together for eight or nine games. And think you're going to be a playoff team.
If you had a really young, unproven team, lots of young players who are showing promise, then maybe. But you're an old team, and you have the second biggest cap problem in the offseason. And you got Jefferson, Addison, maybe Hockenson, Darisaw, O'Neal. I mean, you have proven guys on offense. And to say, to look them in the face and say, man, JJ's March, April, May were so good that we don't need another viable option doesn't pass reality.
No.
It's not possible.
No. I mean, it's going to take more than the offseason. You're going to have to show them that you have a legitimate plan at quarterback, because they didn't have one this year in terms of knowing where JJ was at and his ability to lead a team ready for the playoffs. Or the backup situation. That was a mess from the beginning.
When we come back with Chip, we'll talk a little more Vikings, in particular Harrison Smith, his career, because it sure looked like it was done. It'd be a heck of a story if he comes back. We got to get to Coy Parrish, because we have not talked to Chip about that. And then also, nice comeback by the Gopher men's basketball team. So plenty more with our friend Chip Scoggins. Don't forget the former governor of the state, Tim Pawlenty. On the biggest story of the last 24 hours, Tim Walz out, not running for re-election. What sort of insurance do you have right now? What is your situation with your car, your home, a condo, a snowmobile, a cabin, anywhere you need? We're not talking health insurance. We're talking where you're required to have it. Are you confident? Because I am. Because I work with American Family, and in particular an office that is now run by my friend Amber Scholl. I have been with that office since I came back here a long time ago. I'm old, sadly. I hate saying that. My maturity is of a four-year-old, but my age is a little older than that. This office has been great to me and other customers for me for over 35 years. Now, Amber has been a part of the office for 15 years. She's been running it for a number of years, and it's running better than ever. How do you get a hold of Amber? First of all, it's with American Family. So this is a established, big knocker, outstanding group. But then I don't want just a 1-800 number. Get a local office, and that's what you have when you reach out to TeamScholl.com. That's TeamScholl, S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Find out. It's not just Amber. It's a team. They're great. I bet you'll be better off after that first conversation. TeamScholl.com. Chip Scoggins back with us. It's pretty rare, Chip, when an official makes an announcement that a timeout has been called to honor a player. But what a great career for Harrison Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, never an issue with the guy off the field in any way. No matter the coach raved about him, whether it was the head coach, defense coordinator. We would just learn more and more this year about how Flores gave Harrison Smith like unbelievable leeway. So two things, because I know you've grown professionally closer with Harrison the last couple of years, just your respect for him. And he's gone. If Flores is gone too, that will be a radically different defense next season.
Yeah, for sure. And you're right about the freedom and kind of leeway to – I equate it to he sort of was the quarterback calling plays on the field based on kind of what he saw. They gave, I you know, we obviously see it on offense, but you just don't see it that often to the degree that Harrison was able to do what he did. And I think the turnaround by the defense coincided with him getting back on the field full time and healthy from whatever sidelined him there early on, you know, training camp in the first couple games where he was basically a part-time player. But so, he left the door open, but based on everything that happened yesterday, it'd be, if he came back, that would be, I guess, a little bit surprised. That felt like the walk-off.
That was it.
Both him and CJ. So, even if Flores leaves, there might be some internal candidates to replace him. So you have some continuity with the defense, but they're not going to call it the same. And certainly if Harrison's not there, you're not going to have that quarterback back there kind of directing and orchestrating everything. So it's going to look different, both in personnel and scheme, particularly if Flores is not back. And I've seen his name, Chad, get thrown out with the Raiders job today because of Tom Brady and his respect for him. I don't know the chances, though, of Flores getting another head coaching job based on his lawsuit. I mean, it's hard to say that, but it's certainly going to be a factor, I would think, that the lawsuit is still unresolved with the NFL.
Let's get to Coy Parrish, because this news happened since we last chatted. This is the highly recruited kid from ESCO who was very, very good his freshman year, and it seems from the analytics and for sure from our eyes, not close the second year, and like, no. I don't know, 3,000, 4,000 other kids, I'm not exaggerating, he entered the portal where he is going to look around. The report was that he'd consider coming back. You know, I'd consider winning the Masters. They're both probably as likely. And I get the fans' frustration, and I get it's even more because he's one of us. I just cannot get mad at him because and plenty of his drop-off has to be attributed to him. That cannot be a factor. But when you're this highly recruited, and this sort of multi-athlete, because he was just a tremendous athlete growing up there, and you have significant aspirations to keep playing football for about 12 more years and make a lot of money, and you think, hey, how did I continue to progress in my football aspirations this year with the defense that stunk and I wasn't very good? If I was advising him, I would have looked around too. And it seems to me Miami is the obvious candidate with the former Gorford defense coordinator down there, the money they have, and the run Miami's on right now.
Yeah, if I was sitting here today, I would say Miami or Ohio State, because Ohio State, remember, Dave flew in 3 days before signing day to try to get him to switch and come to Ohio State before his freshman year before signing day. So, I would think those are too big. Yeah, and I think there's a lot of factors. I think money. Yep. Although my gut tells me
pretty good here.
My gut tells me, that's it. My gut tells me, because they're never going to release the financial terms. But I would bet that there are at least, I'll say, three players. If they all returned, would be over $1 million in compensation.
Think about
Drake, Coy, Anthony Smith. I think those three. I think it's a safe guess that they would be over $1 million between rev share and NIL.
Yeah.
So it's, but can someone else pay him $2 million, or more?
Yeah.
More, the Blue Bloods have more NIL money. But also, these players want to play in college football playoff.
Yep.
They want to be in where, you talk about the NFL. Well, the Gophers have a pretty good history of putting safeties in the NFL here. They're on a heck of a run with that. So it's not
But those guys were playing better. Right?
Better.
Right? And then that's because you're indisputably play more. But those guys, Winfield was just a stud. This guy took a notable step back and is saying, because a lot of people aren't real accountable. He might be saying, well, wasn't all me. He should be taking plenty. But if I go back with Corey down in Miami, I play like I did my freshman year. All of a sudden we're in the semis or we win it. And not only do I play better, get more skills, but I'm out there even more for the scouts.
That's it. Yeah, and Corey Heatherman was the defense coordinator when he was a freshman, had the the All American season. So he might be thinking, if I reunite with him, rediscover some of that magic, get back to how he was playing, and you're playing on a much bigger stage. You're a lot more. You're playing more games, more eyeballs on you. So I think there's a lot of factors in it, and we'll see where he winds up. But I think it's too convenient to just say, well, he got paid a lot more money. That's probably part of the thing, but it's not.
I agree.
The only thing. It's not the only reason.
And if you're a Gopher fan and you go gaga when you get other players to come in, like this kid from Tennessee, and then you're vindictive when some other kid leaves, you got to be a little objective, don't you?
Well, yes. And I do think if I was the GM or a coach and you watch these college football playoff teams, invest that money in the trenches.
Yeah.
Get a great offensive line,
right.
Great defense, because that's how they're winning. And because I think they have the quarterback, Chet. I think they got the
He's
quarterback.
Pretty darn good. I agree.
Yeah.
Great to chat as always. Be safe. We'll talk next week.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
Tim Pawlenty once was the governor of the state of Minnesota. He tried again another time. What does he think of Tim Walz saying, you won't have me to kick around anymore because I'm out of here? Tim Pawlenty on Tim Walz next.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Next 90 minutes of this show, two tremendous political analysts, because they were right in the middle of it before. Dean Phillips with us next hour, and right now a man who for two terms was the governor of this state and is a frequent guest of this show, and we're better off because of it. Tim Pawlenty is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, sir. I will not say Happy New Year because I followed the Larry David policy where you have 3 days. You have December 29th, 30th, 31st before, January 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. That's it. That's your window for saying Happy New Year. Where do you stand on that policy, first of all?
I agree. I think that's a sufficient window of time. And plus, we've all been sort of saying happy holidays and hope you have a great new year for nearly a month now. So let's move on.
Let's enjoy
the year and not try to talk about it. Let's do it.
In some ways, Tim Walz said, let's move on. What was your initial reaction when you saw the reporting from Blois Olson that the governor would step away and is not running for reelection? And now, after having a little more time to think about it, what do you want to say?
I wasn't surprised at all, Chad. I've been predicting this among friends for some weeks. The allegations of fraud and various other things in his background, but certainly the fraud, just got to be too heavy of a lift, and you pile that on top of trying to run for an unprecedented third term. And it wasn't going to go away easily or quietly. There are going to be more charges, more federal investigations by federal agencies, the state's own audit, more political commentary about it. And the lift for him, the baggage, was just too heavy. And I think he made a wise decision to get out. It wasn't going to go well for him.
Okay, so let's stay with this, because I also believe there would have been one or two more Joe Thompson press conferences, Dan Rosen. There's no signs this is slowing down. If you had to predict today, if Tim Walz would have stayed in the race, do you think he would have lost?
Well, the approval rating in the last survey, USA poll, was 48%. The reelect numbers trail approval ratings by a few points usually. So let's say his hard reelect was about 44, 45, and that was a month ago before this avalanche of recent news. So those numbers were going to continue to deteriorate as the drumbeat continued, the avalanche of fraud news continued, and there was just no way out. It wasn't going away easily or quietly. Even in a blue state, it was just too much baggage.
Do you think the Republicans have multiple candidates? If Walz would have stayed in, where they would have defeated him? Or is it possible they still would have offered up multiple candidates who the folks who show up at like 9:30 in Rochester on a Saturday morning, like, but the folks when they're voting for in early November, they would not have selected somebody who can actually win a general election?
Well, we have a large field, and it's attracted some high-quality candidates. I've mentioned to you before that for Republicans to win in a blue state, like a blue state of Minnesota, we need at least three things. One, we need a neutral or better macro environment, i.e. what Trump's doing and what the economy's doing next year or later this year when we have the election. Number two, we need high-quality candidates. And three, we need some mistakes by Democrats. And clearly, there's been mistakes by Democrats, and clearly within our field of 12 candidates, we have several that I think would be considered high quality and would have definitely given Walz a run for his money and probably won, or at least had a very good chance at it. And I think that would be even more true with whoever's next in the race, unless it's Amy Klobuchar.
Okay, so let's get to Klobuchar, and let's put some history associated with this at the presidential level. You know, last year at some point, Nancy Pelosi said to Joe Biden, and Barack Obama was giving every indication to Joe Biden, we're done with you. And Biden finally dropped out. A long time ago, when Richard Nixon was defiant, Barry Goldwater went to the White House and told his friend, you've lost us. You're done. I'll be very curious to read the reporting on what happened with this Amy Klobuchar conversation with Tim Walz, yesterday. Did Amy go there? Did Tim Walz call Amy and say, hey, I'm going to step out, you're the obvious candidate? Did Amy Klobuchar go to Tim Walz and say, Tim, you can't win? You like a little bit of gossip. Aren't you curious about how that conversation played out?
Yes, although I think, you know, again, this was very predictable. Within the DFL, at the legislator level and activist level and donor level, people were starting to talk, well, more than start to talk about the need for Walz to not become Biden and get out of the race. And I don't know if Senator Klobuchar pushed him or nudged him or not. We'll find out more about that. But if she does decide to run, and there's credible reporting from your friend Tom Hauser that she's likely to run, that fundamentally changes the race, obviously, Chad, and doesn't mean Republicans have no shot. But, you know, her record of winning elections in Minnesota and her approval ratings speak for themselves.
All right, let's look at these numbers because I jotted them down. She has won by staggering numbers, as you know. She won her first race by 20 points. She won the next two races by 34 points. She won the last race against Royce White by 15 points. As you said, her numbers are down a little bit. I think some of that is fatigue. Some of that is the Trump factor. If you were advising Republicans, and let's go under the premise that Amy Klobuchar does jump in and become the prohibitive favorite for the Democrats, how would you run against Amy Klobuchar?
Look, on WCCO, especially with you, Chad, I don't like to spin. I don't like to give you out any BS. I'll just tell it to you straight. If she gets in the race, she is going to be very, very formidable. It's going to take an extraordinary effort and a lot of luck to beat her in the blue state of Minnesota. Again, some of this is going to depend on what else happens for the rest of the year relative to the macro environment, what happens with Trump. And, you know, there's some possibility that mistakes can be made on a campaign trail, but she's a seasoned campaigner and obviously a cautious or measured person. She's not likely to make a lot of big mistakes. So I'll just say this. If she gets in the race, she will be very, very formidable.
Does it, as an observer, does it make sense at this point in her political career for her, in your view, to jump into this race?
Yes. I think, and again, I don't want to give her political advice or encourage her because that's not in the Republican's best interest. But I think it makes sense for this reason. She's been in the Senate a long time. You got to get on a plane, fly back and forth to Washington. And let's face it, Congress isn't exactly doing great things at the moment. So the other thing, though, is it switches from being a legislator to an executive. With an executive, you have the bully pulpit. You can cast a vision, get things done, and you got a lot of leverage. You're one of one in that department, and you don't have to be one of 100 or one of 435 like in Congress. And then the other reason is she's sort of blocked. You know, the rumor in Washington is the Schatz, Senator Schatz from Hawaii, is going to be the next Schumer replacement. So she's not able to move into Schumer's spot.
Right.
She's probably not going to win a nomination or endorsement for the president straight out. Mm-hmm. So if she comes back and runs for governor, it's a different experience. She gets to stay close to home. She gets to be an executive. And she stays in the discussion about potential future VP or potential future president, if that's what she wants to do.
That's it.
And by the way, in the unlikely event that she loses, she's still a senator.
Yeah, that cannot be forgotten. She doesn't have to run for a few years, right? She does not have to run, so she can run while she's still senator. I agree with you 1,000% because all of a sudden, let's say she wins, and to me, she becomes the overwhelming favorite. If she wins, now she's senator, she's governor of a Midwest state, and let's say it's somebody from the East. Let's say it's Gavin Newsom. Let's say it's Josh Shapiro. And they want to appeal to the Midwest. Hey, now she's in this position where she's governor. Then let's play out the scenario. Let's say it's J.D. Vance or it's Donald Trump Jr., because the idea that a Trump isn't going to run, I'm not buying that. I'm still not certain if the guy in the front office right now is going to run again. But if Democrats lose again in 28, now she's been governor for 4 years. She's got a story to tell. She's in her 60s. I wouldn't eliminate her thinking long term about how this can play out.
Yeah, it really leaves all of her options open. And for all the reasons you and I have just discussed. So, you know, the only downside would be if she lost. And like we said, she would be very formidable, like I said. So it closes no doors for her. It opens up doors for her. And it also changes the brand from sort of legislator to executive.
Yeah.
And somebody who can get things done. And by the way, it's a better job. I think being an executive, is a better job. You know, you go out to Washington, push a button, red or green, and you play with Monopoly money, and the whole thing's dysfunctional. It's a better place to be.
This is Tim Pawlenty, the former governor. We'll keep him a couple last minutes, and we'll let him go. I'm seeing this already, and I understand Republicans are in a box because they were in a better position running against a beleaguered Tim Walz, and now with Klobuchar as the heavy favorite. They're trying to position this, Tim, as, well, Walz is out, but those same Democratic principles are still there. There's no accountability. The size of government continues to grow. How successful can they be selling that if Walls is out of the race?
I think it's still a potent issue, this fraud issue. It's made Minnesota mad, and deservedly so. This is our hard-earned tax money being stolen and wasted, and people are, you know, ticked, and they should be. I am too. And so it's a potent issue. The federal agencies are going to continue. You know, every month there's going to be a new revelation by one of the federal agencies about some investigation or review that they've done in the Department of Education or Department of Health and Human Services or the like. You're going to have news coming out of the U.S. Attorney's Office, probably many more charges. The total amount of fraud is going to go up. And there is, Chad, setting aside all of politics, there's no doubt a substantive problem within state government. When you have auditors saying they felt like the administration and the bureaucracy had a quote-unquote shoot the messenger mentality when they brought news forward about lack of financial controls. And you have people in the Department of Human Services saying we don't want to cooperate with law enforcement in investigations, allegedly, saying that because they don't want to be a tool of law enforcement, that the culture inside of state government in those respects is rotten. And there is an argument to be made that the Democrats enabled it or at least allowed it. And we need to hold that bureaucracy accountable for outcomes. And Governor Walz and his administration failed to do it. And we need, so an argument can be made that you need to clean house.
I have not asked you about the president much lately, but I want to bring this up in this case because it is tied to Tim Walz and it's tied to the assassination of the Hortmans. And for months on the dark pages of X and of Truth Social, these pathetic theories have been tossed out because Melissa Hortman in the end voted to cut off the medical expenses for illegal aliens when she was trying to make a deal with Speaker of the House Lisa Damith that she really didn't agree with that vote, but she decided to rise up and say, we got to get things done. We have to end the government shutdown. And then some just demented individuals have to somehow try to affix credibility to Vance Belter, where in his manifesto he suggested the killing of the Hortmans, the attempt on the Hoffmans, was directed by Tim Walz. There's zero proof of this. This is cruel. This is unhinged. And of all the people, to really, to not the surprise, the president of the United States is echoing this on Truth Social. And this is my point. There are areas of policy where I'm absolutely right-leaning. The size of government drives me nuts. I think we're overtaxed. We have too many regulations. But the president just wallows in this stuff. And it's vile. And to me, it's just indefensible. And character should matter. So as a person I know of character who still believes in Republican principles, what do you say when you see the president a part of something as awful as this?
I agree with everything you just said, and it is deeply disturbing to me that he and others are raising claims that somehow Governor Walz was involved in trying to get Melissa Hortman assassinated. And the delusional ramblings of Vance Belter aside, you know, there's no credibility behind that or no actual connection to Walz being involved in this assassination. So these claims, as you indicated, that Walz somehow engineered the assassination of Hortman are A, bizarre, and B, despicable. Yeah. And they shouldn't be repeated, and they should be denounced by everybody.
Great as always, sir. Enjoy the day, and we'll reach out soon.
You got it. Thank you.
Former Governor Tim Pawlenty. Again, if you want to vote Republican, bravo. Go for it. He's won twice. He lost decisively in 2020. And by the way, cowards, the committee, when they wouldn't allow Jack Smith to testify publicly. And then when they released it, what, about 3 o'clock on New Year's Eve? Just sign me up to watch Jack Smith and Donald Trump telling the truth. It'd be like a Mike Tyson fight. But if you're going to lower yourself to this level of Tim Walz killed Melissa Hortman, what in the hell is wrong with you? Are you this dumb? Let me just be blunt. Are you this cruel? Are you this gullible? There is so much to criticize Walls. And if you want to be elated that he's out, you've earned it. This show has criticized the fraud for years and years. But show a speck of decency. And if you can't, it's time to look in the mirror and make an adjustment.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You mentioned earlier, because we don't have overrated today, that you had just a hotbed of high-quality items.
So much stuff. So much.
Here you go. 90 seconds. What do you got?
You want to know what's overrated, Chad?
Yeah.
Taken advantage of, but not knowing who's taking advantage of you.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I feel like people in the state might be able to relate to that.
Yeah.
For me, garage door issues, broken springs the other day. Don't like the broken springs.
No.
Don't like the frayed cables.
Big spring.
Called the guy out. Guy came out Friday.
Do you have that thing on the garage? A lot of us have, you know, if something breaks down, call this number. Do you got that?
I don't think we did, but no. I got guys.
You got guys. Oh, you got multiplicity
got guys.
Of garage guys.
A lot of garage guys. When the guy comes out and says, hey, when you had that new door put in about 5 years ago by whatever company did it,
yeah,
they did this wrong, they did that wrong, that's not actually up to code, they did that. So now I don't know who's lying to me. All I know is it cost us $1,800.
Wow.
$1,800.
Yeah. Big garage door is doing well.
Yeah, it's a very good time to be in.
Because
big
a lot of
door.
Us have decided that living in Minnesota, a garage door is helpful.
It's nice. I like parking inside.
I do like
it's
it.
It's good.
It's good, but let's be honest. They could have charged you $5,000 and you still would have paid it.
That's right.
Because they've got you in the palm of their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Susie, CBS, and Dean Phillips in studio next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.